Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, this is Drew from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hope everyone's doing well today. The question I've been asked is, how did we learn our drinking was abnormal? Interesting question. I got sober really young. It was obvious even to me that how I drank and used drugs was differently than others. It was not normal to be a young teenager and over-consuming every day. So I was talking with other sober people, and they, you know, would tell me their stories, and I would listen to them, and they would help me connect the dots, because it wasn't necessarily like I lost the job, but I was kicked out of school. And how all my troubles were relating to my alcohol and drugs. Whether it was trouble with cops or whether it was trouble with family, they were able to help me connect the dots that it all really drove back to me being loaded at the time. Many kids, when I got sober, hadn't even started experimenting yet, so let alone were out of control with it. So being convinced that drugs and alcohol was a problem for me was pretty easy with the help of others. And that, I think, is really the key when we're new, is really finding people that we connect with and asking them questions and listening. I think the real question for me is the underlying question is why? And what were the causes and the conditions of my addiction? And that really took me years to kind of uncover. And it was not until I was still acting out compulsively in many areas of my life, you know, years into sobriety, that I saw them. The need to change how I felt inside drove me for years and years and years in sobriety. And so I would seek solutions to feeling bad about myself through drugs, alcohol before I got here, but after I got here was through attention, through stealing, spending, violence, sex, working out, anything I could do compulsively to change how I felt inside. And it was not until I started working the steps and, more importantly, learning how to apply the underlying principles to every area of my life that I was convinced that alcohol and drugs were really a symptom of the addiction or the ism side of this. So for those listening, if you're questioning if your drinking was really abnormal, you can start there. Most normal drinkers don't ever question that. Good luck, and hope that this is helpful to somebody.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.